I wanted to thank everybody Rice for coming out on the short notice. You only got to speak last week about the possibility of getting a share. I have the ability to hear the Rice on a regular basis, but I travel a lot for work. And Baruch Hashem and the Rice are very clear. It makes difficult topics very easy to understand. The only difference is that usually I listen to the Rice on like 1.5, 1.75 to be able to hear more share, but now I have the ability to hear at regular speed. And I'm sure that everyone will be then from the Zimri Torah. And I want to thank you again for coming out this evening.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Leibowitz. It's very, it's a big honor to be covered to come to share Torah. Not such a short notice, but I'm happy to come out to all the way to Brooklyn from the five towns, and hopefully we'll be able to learn tonight. I was asked to speak about the union of visiting Kibrei Tzadikim, visiting the graves of our Tzadikim, our Torah leaders, combined with the idea of what exactly are we saying, what are we davening for, what are we talking about when we go to, when we visit Kibrei Tzadikim. There are some more over there, it's one over there, but we'll hand out the source sheets, and let's begin. The major source regarding visiting the graves of Tzadikim is the Gemara in Sosin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, "Vayalu b'neged v'yavod Chevron." When Kalev and the Meraglim came into Eretz Yisrael to spy on that unfortunate mission and to hear, see what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, it says, "Vayavod mi ba'ilei." It shouldn't say that he came to Chevron; it should say they came to Chevron. Apparently, someone was by themselves. Amar Rav Melamed Shapirish Kalev Matzis Regalim V'Halach Shishatech Kibrei Avos. We see here, says the Gemara, that why is it in the singular form, not the plural form? Because Kalev left the rest of the group and he went to daven by himself in Chevron by the Maras Machpel. Amar lehen, what did he say there? Avosai, my fathers, bikshu alai rachmim, please request for me mercy, she'en otzal me'asas meraglim, that I should be saved from the advice, the plans of the meraglim. And this is the earliest source we have, that someone goes to a grave where somebody is buried, and davens to who, we'll talk about in a second, but davens to something there, asking for some sort of help. The Minchas Halos, the Rebbe Munkach, has a long truth about the Sugga, we'll quote from a number of times tonight, in Chelek Aleph and Simin Sanachas, and he says, this is the source that we go to Kibrei Tzadikim, whether it's in New York, or they're out in Staten Island, or in other places across America, or Eretz Yisrael, or Europe. This is the source we see from Kalev. The question we're going to have to talk about later on is, what are we saying here? But first, let's talk about the Inyan to go to the Beis HaKfaris itself. The Gemara in Tainus, and that Tazayin, has another source in Chazal, not all the way from Tanakh, but a source in Chazal that they would go to the Beis HaKfaris. It says that on a Tainus Tzibor, they would go out to the cemetery. Lama Yotz in the Beis HaKfaris, why would they go to the cemetery on a fast day? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama Rabbi Chanina. Chanamar 1 says, "Arayadu chashuv lefnecha kameisim." We want to show Kamish Baruch Hu. It's as if we're meisim. It's as if we're dead before you, Hashem. We have nothing left. There's no rain. There's a tzara. Things are terrible, Hashem. We're kameisim. We're nothing in front of you. V'chad amar kadei shivach sholem meisim rachamim. No, we're going there to ask the dead who are already there buried for mercy upon us. This chaps and nafkamina. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, can you go to a Beis HaKfaros of a guy? According to the first opinion, it's just as effective to go to the non-Jewish cemetery than the Jewish cemetery. Because all you need to show is a place where people are dead, regardless, irregardless Jew or non-Jew. There is a Bach. The Bach in the halachos of Kishuf and being Darshal and Mesim in Yeridea, recites a girs of a Gemara that we do not have in our Gemaras. Let's see what the Bach brings from a Gemara in Sota Daf Yadal. Al Maisa Pa'or v'Amar Rav Chama v'Chanina b'Pnei Manis Tater Kibro Shamosh Shem Enei Bas Radam. The age-old question. Why is it that we don't know where Moshe Benu is buried? Not only do we not know, it is specifically hidden. It is kept from us. And we know there's all the time people saying, oh, I'm in the Sinai Desert. I found the place where Moses was buried. The Christians are looking, the Jews are looking. Why is it that it was kept from us exactly where Moshe is buried? So this Gemara, that is not in our standard printing, but is in some printing, says, because Hashem knew, this is appropriate for the period that we are in the future the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. And we would be sent into Galus. Shema Yavo Likurasa Shamosha, we will run to the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bosa Shah, Vyamdu Bibachia, we will cry, Bishanu, we will supplicate the Moshe. Vayomru lo, and will say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amot Tishvila Badinu, get up and daven for us. Vomin Moshe Mavatzal Gesagzera, and Moshe will daven from his kever, and he will stop the Gzera going into Galus. Veshechavivin Sadikim B'Misasam, Yoser Mibachayeya. Because the Tzaddikim are more beloved in their death than they are when they are alive. So he'll ask the question, isn't that what we want though? So there's other implications of going to Galus. It's the Rasna Hashem, we should go to Galus for whatever reason it is. And therefore Hashem did not want that we should go to the Kever of Moshe and Davin. So we see a third source of the importance of the idea of going to Kivrei Tzaddikim. The Pesik Rabasi, the Bereishis Rabbah, notes that Yaakov buried his wife Rachel in Beis Lechem. Why? So when the Jewish people would be leaving Eretz Yisrael going to Galus, we would then go and stop by Kever Rachel and daven to Mama Rachel, asking her to daven on behalf of Hashem, calling us back home. In fact, they say that Ruchaim Shmulevitz, when he would go, had a very special connection, very special kesher to Kever Rachel. When Ruchaim Shmulevitz would come to the Kever of Rachel Imeni, which he would frequent quite often, he would walk in and say, you know, Mama Rachel, your Chaimka is here, your little Chaim is here, and I've come to talk. That he viewed this as a place where he could talk directly to Rachel Imenu and engage in such a heartfelt tefillah. The Zohar and Parshas Achrimos describes how we need the Rachamim to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim and cry, because doing so awakens the Neshama, says the Zohar HaKadosh, and causes them to go before Hashem and Zavim. Now, we're going to discuss, as we said, two separate issues at play. Is it right to go to Kibrei Tzaddikim? And if it is right, what are we saying? Let's first discuss the idea of going to the Kever itself. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Ches, by the Halachos of Tisha B'Av, writes, and he's quoting the Magen Avraham, who is also quoting a Be'er Heitev, who's quoting the Arizal in the Shar Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe the Arizal about going to a cemetery to ask for mechila, meaning somebody offended somebody, spoke Lashon Hara about somebody who was nifter, and they felt they needed to go ask for mechila from the person they spoke Lashon Hara about. So the Talmud asked the Arizal, is it proper to go to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery, to ask for mechila? So the Arizal said, whoa, you're asking the wrong question. You shouldn't be asking about going to asking for mechila. The question you should be asking is it right to go to the Beis HaKvaros in the first place? So the Arizal said, the only time you should go to Beis HaKvaros is to make sure that you are more than 4 amos, 6 to 8 feet away from the kever itself. You should never get too close to the kever when you go there. Aval lo al kivros mamish, not mamish by the kever. We see people, you know, they go and they're lying on the kever, they're hugging the kever, all these things. Says, okay, so not on the kever, he says. Oh, safe, dal dalos away. Why? Because there are negative spirits. There's a negative spiritual aspect that clings to the person when they come too close to the kever. So it says, we are reached out to the Talmud. You want to go to Beis HaKvaros? Okay, that's fine, but not too close. There's a spiritual reality, a negative spiritual reality that affects the person, and therefore you need to be very careful not to get too close. Writes the Aruch HaShulchan, Michil Mechlevstein, the Rav of Navarre, the contemporary of the Chafetz Chaim. So he says, V'harizal ein zaito nochalei l'chalos kvaros. He was not a fan of going to the Beis HaKvaros. Now, he doesn't qualify. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say dal namas. He says, the Arizal didn't like going to the Beis HaKvaros, Zulas and Levayas Ames, except for a funeral. Then you have to, that's a mitzvah. Being in Malava Ames is a mitzvah, you have to go. Afilu Kibra Yisrael, even a Jewish kever, Kiyesh Lachush Yid Bubo Chitzonim, sorry, I skipped again, Bukhar Kasu Ashur Shehochim Bechaburos, Umasichin Sichos Betelos, Yosef Tov Shalev. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, I hear there are people, they get groups together, and they go to the cemetery, and there's Sicha Betelos there, they're schmoozing and shmying around the cemetery. That's not appropriate. You go to the Beis HaKvaros when you need to go to the Beis HaKvaros. It's not a hangout place. It's not a place you go just to have a fun chalamoy trip. You go to the Beis HaKvaros for a mitzvah, but not to do other things there, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Vilna Gaon has a letter to his family that he wrote supposedly before he was going to make Aliyah on his trip that didn't work out. So writes the Gra to his family, V'tishamer shlo telech beis HaKvaros klal v'klal. don't go to the cemetery. Now, in some girsos, it says in the parentheses here, Shisham mistakim haklifos ma'od v'koshekim bin rashim. There, the klifos, the negative spiritual entities, will come close to, especially by women, they should be careful. All types of tsaros and difficulties come to a person because they spend too much time in the Beis HaKoros. The minhag of the Soloveitchik family, coming back to the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Shechter records this in Nefesh HaRav, that Rabbi Soloveitchik was against going to the Beis HaKoros in general, and this is a Masorah from his father and his grandfather, Rav Chaim, going all the way back to the Vilna Gaon. We don't go to the cemetery unless we have a reason to go there, but not time to go and to do nothing there that's a mitzvah. Even for Kivrei Avos, the Soloveitchik family would not even go visit the kever of their parents because they felt it was so negative to go there if it wasn't a reason. We'll get to this opinion in a moment. Rabbi Soloveitchik, however, did make an exception. Rabbi Soloveitchik was very close with his wife. They had a very, very loving and a very profound marriage. And Rabbi Soloveitchik's wife passed away relatively early in their marriage. And he took him a long time to get over it. Rabbi Soloveitchik kind of broke with family tradition because he had the need, he felt he needed to go to the Beis HaKoros to go talk to his wife and go have that nechama over there. But as a rule, the Soloveitchik family coming from the Vilna Gaon did not go to the Beis HaKoros. The Minchas Lasser says, no. Kibrei Tzadikim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go there. And the Arizal wouldn't have an issue with davening. The Arizal's talking about a case of, just going there and hanging around and making a barbecue and doing nothing else. But if you're going to go and daven there, says the Minchas Lazar, certainly. So obviously we see off the bat, we have a chiluk here between Chasidim and Misnagdim. We have the Mishabur there on the Shulchan, the Vilna Gaon, the Soloveitchik family on one side saying, Beis HaKoros is not a place to go. You have the Minchas Lazar and other people will see in a moment saying, no, it's a mitzvah to go. So Kibrei Tzadik and Rosha finds as a Chuvin Yaradaya in Chelek Beis, where he says that there's no concern to visit Kivrei Avos, because going to visit the Kavar of parents is Kibud Avim, and therefore it's a mitzvah, and therefore it would not be an issue even according to the Arizal.
How often is that?
How often is what?
Should you visit parents? It's a mitzvah.
However much it would not be a burden on the child. I don't think it would be any different than the parent was alive. A child has to go to a certain extent to honor their parents, visit them, take care of them. But it doesn't mean they have to, lose a parnasa, they have to lose money, whatever. This isn't a reason for the parents to go.
What's the mechanics of it? Meaning now that you have a mitzvah to go, now there's no harmful spirits, or it's negated?
Is that when there's a mitzvah, there's no harmful spirits. There's no klipos, there's no chitzonim.
So
when
it doesn't exist.
When there's, you're doing, going there for a mitzvah. That seems to be the mechanics. Good. So let's turn now to the next question. Being Doresh al HaMesim, says the Torah in Sefer Devarim, Parak Yud Ches, Lo Yimatz B'cha Ma'avir B'nu B'itza V'esh, you shouldn't go worship Molech and put your children through the fire, Kosein Kisamim, Ma'onin, Menachesh, Mechashiv, all these types of superstitious, Avodah Zarah type of practices, V'chover HaChaver, Shol O V'yidoni, Doresh al HaMesim, says the Torah. You should not be Doresh al HaMesim, to go and inquire, talk to the dead. That's what the Torah says. A Jew should not go and do that. Now, what does that mean to be Doresh al HaMesim? So the Minchas HaLazar, who clearly wants us to go visit the Beis HaKoros, quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Hei, says, V'harayi of Atzma, one who makes himself hungry, V'holech V'lan, they go and sleep at Beis HaKoros, K'dei Shetisha Alav Ruach Tam. A person goes to the Beis HaKoros because they want to use, to so to speak, the dark side, Tuma, negative spirituality, to go and have some sort of koach, some sort of understanding of the future, some sort of negative spiritual aspect. So says the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's what it means to be Doresh al HaMesim. But says the Minchas Lazar, going to daven by Kibrei Tzadikim is not being Doresh al HaMesim. Let's see if everybody agrees to that. The next question is, what are we doing at a Beis HaKoros? What is the milah? What do you get out of it? You daven in a beautiful shul here. So you daven Shmoneh Esrei here. You say Tehillim here. You learn Torah here. What's the plus by davening in a Beis HaKoros by a tzaddik than you have by davening in a Beis HaKnesses? So the Ram, Rabbeinu Nisim, one of the great Rishonim, has a collection of very important drushas. The drushas Haran are a must that people should get into learning, try to understand the Hashkafas HaChaim of the Rishonim. I think Archbold has begun to translate the drushas Haran. So if that Hebrew is a barrier, go and pick up your copy. I don't work for art school. I'm just saying you should be learning the Drush of the Ran. So in Drush Ches, the Ran says as follows. Be'amtzos ha-nevim v'chasidim, yushba ha-shefa chol b'nei dorom. A tzaddik brings shefa, brings blessing into that generation. V'gam acharei mosim, even after their death. Mekomos kuroseim ru'iyim li'matzeh ha-shefa. You can find the shefa, the bracha of a tzaddik, even where they're buried, but sad me not studded. Ki atzmoseim asher kvar hu kelim l'chol aleim ha-shefa. The tzaddik purifies his body and becomes a kli, a receptacle, for the kedush of a kadosh baruch hu to come into him. Hashefa loki adai nishar behem hamala. Whatever kedusha that tzaddik attained in his guf, in his body when he was alive, so that, so to speak, remains with the tzaddik even after he's dead. Ba'kavod sheyaspik l'chiyotze bazer. Therefore, Chazal say it's good to daven by kibbutz tzaddikim, u'lispalel sham, ki atfila b'makom hu rutzu yosef, because the tefila in such a place is much more receptive. Now, just to be clear here, I'm not saying that because a person was a tzaddik and they were kadosh, that there's no tuma by their grave. That is a shir for another time regarding our kibbutz tzaddikim matame. And the answer to that question is yes. That's the short answer to a longer shia. The answer is yes. But what we're saying is that kedusha is not the opposite of tumah. Tahara is the opposite of tumah. It is a holy place by kever tzaddik, but it doesn't mean there's not tumah. There's not a contradiction to one another. Now, what about the Gemara in Sota that says that kalev daven by the avos? Is that not a violation of being darash al amesim, going and talking to the dead? So the Maram Shikas of Shuvan or Achaim in Simon Shin Reish Sadi Gimel. And he says that the Gemara of Odazara tells us that when Rabbi Elazar ben Dordai was about to die, we're not going to get to serve Rabbi Elazar ben Dordai right now, but he was a person who did terrible, terrible averos, and in the last moments of his life, he did tshuva in a very intense way. And in the moments of his final tshuva, Rabbi Elazar ben Dordai said to the mountains, you know, I'm speaking to the heavens, I'm speaking to the mountains, asking them to beseech Hashem on his behalf. So says the Maram Shik, I understand. Rabbi Elazar ben Dordai is a fool. He's talking to mountains. He's talking to clouds. Like, what does that mean? So he says, when the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Dordai is talking to the mountains, what it means is that he is expressing the pain over his process of tshuva. It's like an anguish, like a person, you know, it's taking a person's nailing something into the wall and they hit their finger and they say something they're not supposed to say. So they don't mean to say it. They're just so overcome with coursing pain through their thumb that they just burst something out. So he says the same thing over here. It was just an expression. The mountains should dive into me. What did it actually mean the mountains are going to dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bath? It's an expression. So too, when Kalev said he was diving to the Avos, he was expressing his intense feelings of pain over what was going on with his compatriots over there who were trying to sell out B'nai Israel and to speak Lashon Hara about the land of Israel. He expressed his feeling in a way where it is as if he was talking to the Avos. That's what the Maram Shik says. Another approach from the Maram Shik is that he was asking the Avos to be a Melitz Yosher, an expression we use quite often, that they should be an intermediary, a go-between between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That those like Malachi Rachamim, that's a shir also for another time, talking to Malachim, Machnisei Rachamim, by Rosh Hashanah, but there as well to be an intermediary. A third approach is in the Tshuvas Avnei Yashar. Avnei Yashar is Rabbi Yisrael Pesach Feinhand, who was a great Talmud Chacham, that's not in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in Chelek Aleph that he has an issue with the Gemaras as well. And he says that the very visiting of the cemetery causes tzaddikim to be Melitz Tov on our behalf. Meaning, you don't have to say a word. When you walk in to a Beis HaKadosh where tzaddikim are buried, immediately they begin to talk on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. He says, if you look at the Gemara, it doesn't say that Kalev davened to them for Havrachmanas. It says that he went to Maris Machpelah so that it would cause them to be Mevakesh Rachamim. Kalev didn't say a word. He simply walked in and they started davening. Rav Shtombach writes in Shuvas Hanagos and Chelek Beis, he suggests that Kalev wanted to be Mevakesh Rachamim. And he went to the Kibra Yavos and he laid out the facts. He said, Mom and Dad, Avram and Sarah, I have issues going on. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but this is what's going on in my life. and you guys pick up the ball and run with it. But he's not davening to them to do anything or to be as if he's davening to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Maharam Shik says, and you would think for the Maharam Shik, that the Maharam Shik is against going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. But he says, ideally, when you go, you should be and speak. You should speak to the tzaddikim as a melech yosher, as an intermediary, a go-between between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that this is ikar tefillah tzarich lios neged Hashem. When you daven to Hashem. Hopefully, you all know that. When you daven to Hashem. Nevertheless, he says, there's a long-standing minhag, and what can I do? Of people going to the Beis HaKvaros, going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, and talking directly to the tzaddikim at the end of the day. So let's explain exactly the Shitas HaPoskim of what do we say. You are, Ezras Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is opening up, you'll get in a flight, you'll go to Maris Machpelah, and you go to Tveria, and you'll go to Tzfas and Meiron, and you'll daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim, a big, big Sukkos. So what are you going to be saying when you go there? What's your expression, what's your tefillah when you go to those places? So let's go in two directions. So just to bring that first topic together, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Hilchos Tainios, and in Hilchos Tishu. I mean, three places the Shulchan Aruch says the minhag to go to Kvarim. So we agree at the end of the day, we go to Kvarim Zion. How close you should get, so perhaps you should stay, Dal Amos away. There are two approaches. The first approach we're going to discuss right now is that we don't dive into the Mesim, we dive in to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us rachem and mercy in the zechus of the tzaddikim. Davening to the mason would be, as we'll see in a moment, karov ledavar of being darsh al mason. You're right. I'm not actually violating one of the 613 mitzvos being darsh al mason. But, say many of the poskim, it's a little too close for comfort. It makes me feel icky that maybe it's something like being darsh al mason. The Ber Hetev cites the Maharil in the Drashus and Hilchas Tainis, who says there was a minhag to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim on a Tainis. However, says the Maharil, Gedolei Gedorei Chachmei Ashkenaz, we go because of the Makom Kadosh V'Tahor, like the Ran, to go to Admas Kodesh. And one must be careful to not direct the tefillah towards the Mesim. Rather, Yevakesh Meis Hashem Yisparach, Shiiten Elav Rachamim, Bizchus HaTzaddikim, Shochnei Afar. That I daven to Hashem, that he should answer my tefillos in the merit of the tzaddikim who are buried in this place. And this is cited in Elia Rabbah, the Elia Zuta, those svarim as well. The Bach and Yeredeya, the Shach and the Behetev cited Shuva of Rav Chaim Paltiel. Who's Rav Chaim Paltiel? The Maharam Rothenberg, one of the great pillars of Chachmei Ashkenaz. You know the story, he was kept in jail towards the end of his life as a ransom. He had very chashav talmidim. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, was one of his talmidim. But he had another Talmud, Rav Chaim Paltiel. Rav Chaim Paltiel is more known for his Perish and Chumash. But we have a tshuva, we have a ksav yad of Rav Chaim Paltiel, and he wrote as follows: Al hanodrim leilech lebeis hakvaros, ksas. People would make a neder, a pledge, to go to the Beis Hakvaros. Hayanira kedorash el amesim. It looks like as if it's being dorash el amesim. The kalav shneshotech al kibri avos. Hisvalel l'shem b'makom kedusha. He davened there, not because he was talking to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Sarah, Rachel, and Chava and Leah and Rivka. He davened there because he wanted their tefillos to be heard, because that was a good place to daven. It says by Avraham Avinu, El hamakom esher amad sham al shehamakom gorim. Where you daven matters. It matters where you daven. Hopefully we're past this point. But if there's still, outdoor minyanim going on or house minyanim going on, it matters where you daven. A house minion and an outdoor minion is eno dome to a minion in a Beis HaKnesses. Daven in a shul makon tefillah el arena ve'el tefillah, a place where the walls are saturated with tefillahs of people, is a much more effective davening. Your tefillahs will be heard much better when you daven in a Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, versus an outdoor minion or in the basement or somebody's house. Daven in a shul. So a kever of a tzaddik is Kiilu, not exactly, but in some way, it's a makam kadosh to daven there as well, says Rav Chaim Paltiel. And he says, V'davkul shateach al kivrei avos. He says, that's by kivrei avos. It was palal l'fanim yisparach al kotsara. Shlo tavo bizchus avosav hanikbaram pa. You go to the place of the tzaddik when he's buried. Then in the merit of the tzaddik being buried here, that will be able to help my tefillos be accepted. U'chayotze bezeh kvar niksaru sidri atfilah mishtachim al kivrei avos. Bein l'shemo l'no l'vatzel menegzat. Says Rav Chaim Peltziel, go down by Kiryavos. Have a great time. I'm not telling you not to go. But if you go, behave responsibly. Do it the right way. Don't dive into tzaddikim who are dead. That's usher. The Maharal, in his Nesiv Olam, in the Nesiv Avodah, says this is the issue with Machnis Erachim and Slichos, and he says it's improper to dive into Malachim and things like that. And he says, when it comes to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, we're joining together with the Mason. Maharal says, it's like a tag team in wrestling. You're going to dive in, the Tzaddik's going to dive in, and together, my tefillos and his tefillos together are going to be effective and allowed to be together. Two's better than one, but I'm not davening to the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik's davening along with me. We're working together to have effective tefillos. The Mason daven with us is a chesed, no different than having your friend daven for you. A person's having surgery, you're going to daven, I'm going to daven, we'll both daven together, and the tefillah will be accepted. The Chayadim in two places, right, and again, the Chachmas Adam, via Nizar Ma'od, Shlo Yassim, Magmasal, Isfala, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shiasa, Luvakesh, Amesim, Shekar, Vadarvish, Yevichal, Dorish, Amesim, Chesed, Bishkos, Azikim, Amesim. You don't dive into the dead, says the Chayadim. Says Rav Avraham Danzig, you dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and the Zuchus, the Mason are there. That is Shita number one. We're clear so far on this? We understand this approach? Good. Let's go over to the other side. There is a school of thought that agrees that one who goes to the Beis HaTzadikim davens directly and speaks to the neshama of the person who is buried there. And it is not simply being a Melech Yosha. The Prima Gadam and Arachaim in Sim Tov Kuf Beyal cites Elia Rabba, who quotes the Maharil. And then the Prima Gadam says, I'm well aware of what the Maharil says, not to daven to the neshama that's there, but there's a sefer called the Siddur Ma'ane Lashon, which is a collection of tefillos, and the tefillah to be said by the kvarim seem to say that you're davening directly to the nifter to, you know, to daven to a Kaddish Baruch on our behalf. You're davening to the nifter. The Minchas Elazar has a lengthy tshuva we've spoken about already, and he quotes Mamari Chazal, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainus Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara in Tainus Chav Gimel quotes Rav Mani Bar Rav Yonah, who was persecuted by members of the family of the Nasi. The family of the Nasi was not a fan of this Rav Mani Bar Rav Yonah, and he went to the grave of his father, and he said to him, Avi, Avi, my father, they're persecuting me. And on those people were persecuting him, their legs got stuck in the grave, and their horses became stuck in the ground, and they were makabala themselves not to persecute him anymore. The Gemara in Chagiga, Sota, Barachos, who speak about Tzaddikim, who went to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, and to ask them questions in order to alleviate their problems, all types of stories over there. These are not exactly tefillos, but there's an idea of pleading directly to the neshama of the tzaddik or the person there in order they should answer you and your tefillos. And the Minchas Elazar says, you can speak to the mace. He says, I have no problem with it at all. And when the Maharil says talking to the mace means, you know, that you don't talk to them, he's against the idea that the mace has some sort of power to protect. When we go to the Beis HaKvaros, we go to the Tzaddikim, I don't think, you know, whoever's kever you want to go to, I don't think that the Arizal is the one who's going to go and be Poel and act in Shemayim. The Arizal is going to, like, do something with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, tell Hashem, go and do what I need to happen. But I don't think the Arizal is Elokus, that there's godliness in the Arizal, says the Minchas Elazar. That's Kvira. That's something you can't do. We know that our Kaddish Baruch Hu runs the world. But I can talk to the Arizal, I can talk to Rav Moshe Feinstein, I can talk to whoever it is, and have that person, that neshama, go and act on our behalf. And that would be okay. Even the Ma'aril would agree to this. The Sefer Chasidim in Simon Tafnun says that Barzil HaGiladi, the supporter of David HaMelech, asked that if you return to V'amus Ba'ari, I want to die in my city. And the reasons that the minig of the deceased, the family of the deceased comes to the kever, and they're mevaksha al nishmasam. They daven for the neshama of the person. And they daven to them there that they should have goodness in the world, just like Kalev went to Kibbutz Yavos. The Ben Ishchai Parshas Netzavim says that when going to Kibbutz the Tzaddik, we don't daven to the deceased, we daven to the Hashem for Rachamim. But then he says, V'yachlu shateach al kibbutz tzaddik, but yomer you should say, Hareini mevakesh mi nefesh at tzaddik ha-kavur peh. I ask the neshama of the tzaddik who's buried here, shetispal alai lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach v'kach. Then we're going to dive into the tzaddik who's there, they should dive in me, go to Hashem, so-and-so. So the Mishnah also says you talk directly to the tzaddik. The Darchei Tshuva, the grandfather of the Minchas Elazar, the grandfather of Minchas Elazar, I forgot which one, So here, what? Grandfather? Great. The grandfather, Minchas Elazar, he sees no issue with asking for neshamas for rachamim, since you're only asking them to be a meilat yosher, and the Gesher Achaim, Rabbi Chiel Nechutz Kuchinsky, the Betzal HaChachma, the Abi Omer, Rabbi Yosef Nechelet Dalet, and other places as well, all say you can talk directly to the neshama when you go and daven there. So we have here a good old-fashioned flokas haposkim, what to say when you go to the Beis HaKrosh, when you go to the Tzadikim. I'm not here to pass them for you. That's why you have a local Orthodox rabbi. But these are the two issues that are set up in front of you in order to decide what to say at that time. There's whole discussions in Minchas Oseh Teshuvah about a piskos, putting a pesach by the kever itself, and what exactly, why is it not an issue of Lord of the Rush mocking the dead? All those types of things are discussed in other areas as well. I want to talk about one more point as we come to a close. This will tie into going to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Yes, you're allowed to go to the Kibbutz of a Tzaddik. We agree to that. But is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim to daven there? Or is it just a nice thing to do? So the answer to this could be found in the Stei Chemed of Chizkiyahu Medini, the great Rav in Turkey. So he writes here in the Mareches Eretz Yisrael, in the column we have here at the end. He says, Eretz Yisrael de asur latzeis mena l'chutzlaretz. It's asur to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutzlaretz. That is a din in the Rambam, in the Gemara. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael to go to chutzlaretz. So this says the Stei Chemed, Mikol makom, im rotzi latzeis kedei l'shtatecho kibrei tzadikim, sharu. If you want to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to daven by the kibrei of a tzadik, it's mutter. Baharav, he quotes a sefer, Tzalal b'may madirim al mahu shenagu ha-kohanim leilech l'shateich ha-kibre tzadikim lo'chayshi l'tumas kohanim. This is a sugi for another time. Shenagu ken ha-rishonim imraku mimenu midvar v'nilma b'kol shekin inyan seis meretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz. O mirushalayim meretz Yisrael d'shari te'ev shalomer d'v'chi ha-yileke yisura klal. This shita holds us no yisur at all. Kemen shedaito l'atzor dumia. If you go to the kever of a tzadik outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have intention to come back, so there's no problem. And maybe there's a mitzvah to daven by the kvarim of tzaddikim, lahagen aleihu, kama shekasuv b'kalev, what we see by Kalev ben Yefuneh. Umihu, dafka kasheino misbatel v'osam hayamim me'avodas Hashem, says the Stei Chemed, this is the key, that's only if you are not going to be mevatel in avodas Hashem. If the question is, should I go to night singing? Should I go to a chavrusa? Should I go to a shir? Should I go to a minyan? Or go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim? It's pashut that that does not override those things. If it means missing a seder, you know, taking a kid out of yeshiva to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, so that is not a mitzvah that's going to override something else that's obviously a full-fledged mitzvah. Di misvatel vade mitzvahs Hashem, v'avodas paro. If you are mevatel mitzvahs of Hashem, and avodas Hashem, Kodman lo kein rabim shochin l'shateach yumid l'kama yam tzvila. If that's the case, you wouldn't have to daven for days at a time. Avodas Hashem u'bufradim chacham hu mevsvatik l'budo. Especially if somebody is a talmid chacham and they learn seriously. So, and he learns, he's going to not going to have learning for a chodesh or yamim or lo yafa osim. Hashem atobi chaper, Hashem should forgive such people. Harav sada aretz, and he quotes the sada aretz. U'be'emesh shedvarav nechonim, he says, I think he's correct. I know this is how I conduct myself. I don't go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim if it's going to mean missing out on learning in tefillah. A person who's learning all day, 100%, he should not be mevatel from his learning at all. So he continues in this line of argumentation, saying that maybe after it is a mitzvah to go to Kibbutz Tzaddikim, but not in the face of Torah and Avodah and actual mitzvos that we can fulfill. Rav Kook has a tshuva in the Mishpat Kohen in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. Rav Kook is writing Hagos comments on the Stei Chemed, and he argues with the leniency of the Stei Chemed. Now, I want to keep this in mind. Rav Kook wrote this piece before he went to Eretz Yisrael. He's still in Europe. He's a Rav in Europe, and he writes this piece there. And he says that it cannot be that the grave of every single tzaddik who ever lived is kadosh. It can't be. Because if that's the case, we could spend all day going along to every single rabbi somewhere and grave hopping all day long. It can't be that every single one is of equal stature. He says the Iker Kedusha, the holiest, the real holy graves, are the earliest tzaddikim who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And he says those tzaddikim who live in Eretz Yisrael are more special than tzaddikim live outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Al ikar mitzvah yadana. He says, I don't know if there's a mitzvah. Dematzina rakshi toelis. It's helpful. It's a nice thing to kibre tzaddikim, but it's not a mitzvah. Sheidekach tzaddikim mevakshim al rachmim. The tzaddikim will ask for you mercy. Al mitzvah minalei. What's the source that it's a mitzvah to go to kibre tzaddikim? Ulai kevan shakavish baruch hu. Misavel shvasim shal tzaddikim. Hashem desires the davening tzaddikim. In kein zel gufa mitzvah sheigrom tzaddikim sheirba betzvil asuk son Hashem yisparach. Okay, so you're going to cause the tzaddik to daven, and you go there. That's a nice thing, but it's not a mitzvah. The kala chomesh gadol tzaddikim b'misasan ve'al pize ulai yishlomesh al kibre avosaver avosav by the kvarim of our forefathers and our rabbis am shukatana b'malva neged tzaddik eretz hakadosh hakruim sham. He says they're less stature than the tzaddikim buried in Eretz Yisrael. Mikol makom ulai mitoch dekriva that David Yosef gavei. It's a nice thing. We see by going to the kever of Rav Chia, the source for another time. So he says, "Nimis the sheish was a mitzvah yoser gadol." He says, "Kibrei tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, a big mitzvah. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, perhaps not so much." Mikamako, ein hadavar bar klal la davar lo amar to say. So taspik avas avos olam yishnu chevron al shenitzrach atzeis azeher sel chazars. He says, "I understand." The avos buried in Chevron aren't good enough. That you need to go somewhere else. But Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Adam, Chava, Sarah, Rivka, Leah—they're not big enough for you. You have to go somewhere else. You're going to leave Eretz Yisrael and abandon them to go to somewhere else. He says it can't be. So says Rav Kook, I'm not convinced it's a mitzvah. So maybe it's a good thing, but certainly to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Kibbutz Tzadikim, it can't be. This is a big deal. Amongst, we have a minute left. This is a big deal amongst Breslev. This is a big deal by Breslev, by Hasidei Breslev. This is a big discussion. How could it be that Breslev and Hasidim are going to leave, who live in Eretz Yisrael, are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? Right, as you know, we're coming up on L stands for what? Anil Uman v'yishtil abayit, right? So how is it going to be that the rest of the Hasidim are going to leave Eretz Yisrael and they're going to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? So this is discussed. There's two essays by Bishop Meyer Morgenstern, who is certainly Gedolei Mashpim of Breslov. He has two essays, one in the Rosh B'nai Yisrael and another one called the Emes Rashel Ma'avo, where he argues and he brings kama sources to say that Breslov Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael should not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Uman for Hashem. They should stay because there's more kedusha in Israel. But again, those Bresh Brachasim outside of Israel, you know, that their minhag stays there as well. So at the end of the day, to summarize, to bring everything together, is it a good thing to go to Kibrei Tzaddikim? 100%. Is it a mitzvah? I'm not sure, but it's definitely a good thing. And when you go, should you be mamish on top of the kever? No, you should probably stand a few feet back to be choshish for the Gra and the Arizal. And when you're there, what should you daven? So then you have to decide for yourself or ask the Rav, are you going to be davening to a Kadosh Baruch only not mentioning the Tzaddik and just using the Makam Kadosh as a place to daven? Or are you actually talking to whoever is buried there, the Neshama should be made to Yosher, and go and act on your behalf? Okay? Thank you very much.